Morning, I'll call the meeting to order. We have an 11 o'clock agenda item and it's meeting with juvenile probation to consider action items. And we have two of them, consider the Idaho Department of Juvenile Corrections, Juvenile Justice Annual Financial Report. And the other one will be considering the pass-through funds recipient agreement with the Idaho Department of Juvenile Corrections. So let's do the first one first on the financial report. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us this morning. The annual juvenile justice financial form is prepared by the Comptroller's Office. And so if you have any questions about the numbers, I'd like to have deferred to him. This report accounts for the funding that we do receive from the Idaho Department of Juvenile Corrections to manage juvenile probation. This year's report is missing one item that they've removed. So this report accounts for the Juvenile Corrections Act Fund, also known as parole block, and the tobacco. So the total amount that we received and any carryover that we didn't spend. So in the Juvenile Corrections Act Fund, we received $404,236, and all that funding was spent last fiscal year. For the cigarette tax, we received $545,801. We spent most of it. We are requesting to keep the $14,320. The other column that is no longer here is a lottery. In years past, and as long as I've done this report, lottery funds were always accounted in this report. However, the Department of Juvenile Corrections and the Lottery Commission have decided that they're going to account for it, and they're going to be managing those funds, so it's no longer going to be showing up in this report. What does that look like? What's that going to change? I'm not really sure, to be quite frank with you. I hope that juvenile justice continues to get funding from the lottery because it has been a great help to manage juvenile probation and accomplish all the things that we've done. This report, like I said, was prepared by them. It's pretty clear cut of what we received, what we spent, and the carryover that we have in one fund.
Yeah, Chairman, can I ask a question?
Yes.
So in years past, Elda, I know one particular year you had a project where we were allowed, that's the nice thing, to carry funds over so that you could accumulate to complete the total cost of the project. So that's what you're saying is happening again, even though there's been some slight changes. We have the ability to carry over without losing the dollars.
Yes. In years past, it, all three sources of funding, the parole block, the cigarette tax, and lottery, were able to be carry over, and we were account for that in this particular report.
Okay.
Only two sources of funds are accounting, and yes, we are allowed to keep the carryover, and in this case, it's $14,320.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for the clarification. I always appreciated it. I don't know what the project was, but it was nice that we were allowed to keep that, and then you had dedicated and are a careful budgeter, so that plan was executed with your leadership. So
this year, if I may, I would like to propose that the carryover funds are used for any equipment that may be needed with the additional space that we are getting, formerly known as misdemeanor probation. We will be needing some desks, some equipment. We are permanently moving the GED program upstairs. We will need a computer, a TV screen to ensure that the kids are being taught. So I would like to propose that that $14,000 be used for the purposes of equipment and furniture to furnish that space.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it sounds great, Chairman. There's a lot of kids that come back to probation and detention and talk about the benefit of their time, even though it was maybe not at a high point in their life, but they were treated well by our staff and given the opportunity to change course and set a new direction. So I appreciate the leadership in both of those departments that work closely together.
Kyle, do you see any trouble with following the money with those requests on the desk?
Chairman, Commissioners, I mean, the only thing is just making sure, I don't remember from the budgeting process if that, were those funds budgeted for to spend that in the 26 budget?
We do have some line items and we do have some funding, but we did not budget to the extent that that it would account for these funds. And we would do them the same as we did last year. Last year's carryover paid for the additional DocuSign fees. Chief Grast facilitated ensuring that we accounted for that through our existing budget. So I don't know exactly what that looks like, so I would probably go see him to make sure that we're doing it with consistently what we've done before.
Yeah, so I guess if we're just spending a little bit on top of what we already budgeted for, but there's the funding available, there just might need to be a budget amendment for okay. The budget to account for potential of overspending on those lines if there is something already budgeted above and beyond that.
Okay. Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Are you thinking the entirety of the $14,000 will need to be spent for the GED room?
I would hope not. We do need some chairs, and I discover how expensive those can be. So chairs, a TV, and maybe a couple desks. So with that, knowing prices and how things are going, that it may be, but we would not spend any more than what would be the carryover and what's already budgeted. I will ensure that that doesn't happen.
Okay. Yeah, so commissioners, it would just be maybe just monitoring and see where they're at along the way as we go throughout the year, because it may come to a point where just because of other things that have gone on during the year that they're may not be the necessary need for an amendment, just depending on what they're doing during the year with the other items that they've budgeted for. So it's something that
okay. We
can just maybe monitor along the way to see how they are going, because obviously sometimes we don't need some things that maybe we originally thought, or some stuff gets pushed back to maybe a different year. So it could be maybe the amendment could wait maybe until we just kind of see where they're at.
Okay.
Progresses.
All right. I'm good with that. Mm-hmm. And was the GED room moving? Was that part of this last budget cycle? I don't remember.
No, we discussed it. So the renovation upstairs is being paid for and done by the maintenance department. So we didn't contribute really anything to the remodeling of that. We did budget in anticipation of purchasing some chairs, but we didn't budget for everything that I guess we needed. Given this little amount that we have, we hope to use it, but it hopefully it will cover everything that we need. I didn't know exactly how much money would be carried over, if any, when we started the budgeting process.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you. All right. Any other discussion?
I don't have any, Chairman.
All right. I'd make a motion that we approve the Juvenile Justice Annual Financial Report and authorize the Commission Chair's signature in Section 8.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. So the next one is an action item. Consider the pass-through funds recipient agreement with the Idaho Department of Juvenile Corrections.
This year, looks very different than in years past. This pass-through funds was distributed back in June, I believe, or July, and they rescinded the information that they sent out in the agreement. And so they've presented this particular information. I believe you received the letter that was attached to the to the request from Director Dell, indicating that they've made changes to ensure that everyone is aware of the funding that is being passed through to the counties and intended purposes. So this is going to replace the memorandum of agreement that we previously signed with the department, outlining how those monies were spent, and this will be replacing that. So it's not a memorandum of agreement anymore. It's simply acknowledging that the county will be receiving quarterly distributions based on the funding that was projected, and that we are adhering to its intended expenses or purposes for that particular fund. So they've simplified this particular report, and it's also very simplified, where the report indicates that the county will be receiving 4 equal payments in the different of the 2 different sources in its intended purposes. We've never had any matched money, and I know that this particular section says that it may require some matching funds. That could be in the future, but in years past, we've never had to come up with matching funds to these 2 sources of funding. So we budget based on what they project that they're giving us, and this is just solidifying that we're getting it in its intended purpose.
And Chairman, out of those 2 different sources of funding, the total amount projected to be received is $914,204, correct?
That is correct, and that will match exactly what was budgeted in 2026 budget.
Nice, thank you. Chairman, I'm in favor of receiving these pass-through funds as presented. And I move that the board signs the pass-through funds recipient agreement with the Idaho State Legislature and Kenyon County as presented.
Would you amend that to the Idaho Department of Juvenile Corrections?
Thanks, that's what I meant.
I'll second.
Falls under Idaho code.
Given them more, anyway, yes. All right, motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for catching it.
We got the one. You want to sign that one? And this is this one.
Do we want to adjourn, Mr. Chairman?
Want to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
All right.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.